Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Season 3, Episode 5 of Mind Clickers, where it's time to click both heads in 2021. I'm joined today by a very, very, very special guest, and that is Sushi Bay.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you going, man?
Yo, I'm super honored to be on the show, and thank you again for inviting me. Misfits like pinged me like, hey, you want to be part of this awesome podcast? I was like, yeah, dope. And then, you know, connected with Lachlan, I'm like, oh, dude, this is going to be fire.
Appreciate that, man. You obviously, I've been watching your content for quite a while, so, you know, it's absolutely my honor, not yours.
Yeah, for real. Thank you.
I guess we'll kick it off just a bit of background yourself, you know, how you got into, I guess, gaming as a whole and even content creation as well.
Yeah, so again, I'm Sushi Bay. I'm a Misfits content creator, Misfits gaming content creator, and I started content creating 2-3 years ago. I know I started my YouTube channel like 5 years ago or something like that, but I really didn't do anything with it back then. I really started grinding 2-3 years ago, and I kind of blew up because of TikTok. I just grinded every day, just put out like literally like 6 videos a day, and here I am today with 5.1 million followers on TikTok, 270,000 on YouTube, 141,000 on Instagram, and 364,000 on Twitch. It's been a crazy ride. I think the biggest milestone definitely is being part of a really big esports team, which is Misfits Gaming. Yeah, with my content, I love to do skits, sometimes dances, trends, making reaction content where I'm just jumping in games and just talking to people and having a good time, getting the best moments out of that. Just doing things that make people smile and having a better day through my content.
Love that, man. That's so wholesome. I definitely applaud that, because I think that, you know, you look to see a lot of, I guess, content creations from different orgs and I guess individuals as well. And yeah, you know, a lot of them don't have that kind of positive, upbeat attitude that you do, man. So it's really awesome to see.
Yeah, well, thank you. I've heard that a lot through this industry after joining. I'm like, really? Is it that hard to be like nice or something? I guess it's because maybe it's where I'm from or the town I came from. People just kind of teach you just to be nice to the world. And this is how I am, I guess.
I've gone through
a lot too as well. So
yeah,
wild ride.
Wild ride, but I guess that's the ride we're all on, man, hey?
Exactly.
I guess, to kick it back from, I guess, arc one, I like to call it, what got you into gaming, man? What was it that, I guess, kickstarted your, you know, career and even, you know, your entry into Fortnite as well?
Yeah, I think a lot of things got me into gaming, but as a kid, I think around middle school when I was diving into YouTube gaming videos, and I was just like, whoa, you know, this is really cool. This is where you get all the gaming news. You get to see really cool people make awesome content. And back in my like elementary and middle school days, I had a rough like childhood. I was like the only Asian in my school, so you can imagine what I had to go through. So it's like different looks, people treating you differently. And I guess that's why I kind of like, I know what it's like to be at the bottom of a trash can in a sense and just like know what the world feels like down here, and you shouldn't put other people in that same spot. So that's why I'm always like upbeat and just trying to make people laugh. And I guess your question was, what was the question again?
How you got into Fortnite and, you know, that kind of started.
Right. What got me started? So I was in middle school watching all these YouTube gaming videos, and there was a guy named KYR Speedy. He was making like GTA content, Call of Duty content, but I think I really enjoyed his Call of Duty content, and that's where I kind of like put my style of like videos just like his, where it's just like you jump in a game and you're just being you and having fun, and it doesn't matter what happens, and you get whatever comes out of it, and then you just post it with good music, good edits, and just have fun with it. So when I was watching his videos, he was just making my day better, making me laugh. And that's kind of what I want to do with my videos, just, you know, making other people smile through my content and just having a great day and just coming back, making community. And my community is called the Sushi Gang community, or just the Sushi Gang. it's a cool name. But yeah, that's kind of really how I got started. And I was just like, wow, I really want to be just like KYR Speedy, going to YouTube, got my first 1,000 followers before I joined TikTok. But TikTok helped the most to expand on all my other platforms. And yeah, just been literally grinding. I remember the first year was the hardest for me on TikTok, just getting like 2,000 views, 3,000 views, 4,000 views, and just getting follower by follower by follower. I was literally just watching the follower count on TikTok like every day, every second.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah. And just like what Charli D'Amelio did, is where she literally interacted with all her comments.
Yeah.
And she literally did it in many different ways, where she was like liking every comment. And yep. That's what I literally did too. And I didn't know she did this, which is really cool. But I was literally liking every comment, commenting back to the people that made really cool comments, and sometimes checking out their videos and liking their videos. And I would do that every day for the first year and just like every comment. There would be no comment in my comment section with no heart on it. that was fun. But now it's just very hard to keep up because it's near impossible. with the amount of comments sometimes I get on videos. I know like there was a video 5 days ago and has like 30,000 comments or something like that. So I'm like,
it's taking a little while.
That might take years just to comment or like every video or like every comment on that video. But yeah, so just been grinding. So like at the end of my 1 year and a half, that's where I joined Misfits Gaming. And I'm kind of like, yeah, just one of their content creators, and it's something new for them. And I'm having a ball so far with this team.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I love that backstory. And I think that, you know, really just partakes the fact that, you know, you've spent so long in the past just grinding away, and now, you know, everything's really starting to come to fruition.
Literally. And sometimes it's a little hard. I know I've been through a lot of roller coasters of being, I guess, a influencer or somebody well-known in the gaming community. You do have a lot of ups and downs in terms of like views, in terms of people liking you, hating you, loving you, and it just goes up and down. And like I think this is definitely the low session too, where it's like there are not as many people viewing people on Twitch anymore. And I think everyone's struggling right now for that, or even on YouTube as well. But you know, I'm having fun just making my usual content and just being Sushi Bay.
Yeah, for sure, man. And I think, you know, when people enter a game, you know, say, for example, in Fortnite, a lot of people have that underlying mindset, hey, I want to go pro. I want to, you know, be the best. I want to stomp every tournament. Did that ever cross your mind? Or was it just more so, I just want to kick back, do my own thing, make my own content, and have a good time?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I always wanted to be pro too, but I realized maybe like 2 months in, that's not for me. It might be because I'm very stubborn of the way I play. And I guess I'm more like a talkative, like just more engaging type of player when it comes to like content. I tried being part of competitive like tournaments and stuff. I know I've joined like Twitch tournaments or Twitch rivals and stuff and competing. Did okay in that. The mentality of Fortnite when Fortnite was hot, it was just like everyone wanted to be pro gamer, want to be the gamer, or be a Fortnite pro. And I think I had that mindset too. And it did crush me a little bit. I realized like, wow, I can't build 90s that fast. I can't tunnel. I can't do all those weird fancy box edits / boxing somebody up.
Yeah.
Once in a while I can do that, but it's just not my thing. And I guess it's been good for me because then I can do just me. I've learned to do a different type of style of gameplay / content. And that's kind of what made me Sushi Bay. I know many players out there who just do competitive Fortnite gaming or just competitive in gaming. They have an awesome like skill set of being good in the game, but like when it comes to content creation, sometimes it's like, where's the flavor? Where's the where's the personality that I can see through the, you know, gameplay? And some creators have that, some don't. I guess I'm like somewhere in the middle or something like that. I don't know where I stand.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Fortnite competitive gaming, I think it's still a thing. But it's not as big as what it used to be back then. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I kind of reflect back to when I first played Fortnite, because I played like season one, like straight in the beta. And back then, like, no one even knew how to build. Like, they didn't even know, oh, building. Okay, let me see. And now it's like, you know, you walk down like a hill and it's like all of a sudden there's a fortress above your head. It's completely different. But I think that also makes it, you know, Fortnite in that sense. But, you know, do you think that if you hadn't have gone the way of content creation, you would have ended up where you are today, or it would have been a different story?
I think it would have been a different story. I think what would have helped me is if like an esports team picked me up early and started teaching me how to actually play Fortnite and build competitively and play on a keyboard and mouse. I think keyboard and mouse is like the way to go when it comes to playing Fortnite. I'm a controller player on PC, so it's like, it's not the same, but kind of the same. I know there's good people in PC, or I know there's people who are really good on PC, or was it keyboard and mouse and just controller, but I guess I'm in between as well in that. But like, I can be good and bad at the same time. And I guess that's what makes me Sushibe sometimes.
Yeah, I love that, man. I love that. And, you know, I guess that really resonates what you said before in regards to, I guess, where some pros have such a good skill set, right? They can take fights, they can do whatever in game. But then when it comes to the content creator side of things, they're just, you know, maybe not even existent, right? That personality doesn't really seep through. And whether that be, you know, they think that they're not going to be good at it, or maybe they even think that it's not for them. It's always about just having that kind of mindset to think, you know, yes, okay, if I post a video, maybe it doesn't go so well in the start, but, you know, maybe you just gradually chip away, and, you know, gradually, you know, something good can happen from it.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, for me, it could have gone differently if I got picked up by an esports team, but, you know, you can't change the past. You got to work with what you got. And yeah.
I love that, man. I guess it's such a different world, I guess. And I guess in regards to content creation, you know, some things I'd love to pick your mind on is about, I guess, you know, when you did start, and because I got a couple of questions because a couple of listeners knew that you were going to come on, and I guess, you know, a lot of players or pro players that actually listen to the podcast have this kind of same thing as well. And I guess it's a sense of, you know, they're scared about posting content that gets like one or two likes, and you know, then they have to quickly delete it because no one liked it. And it's kind of this obsession of being liked. So I guess, how do you overcome that?
Dude, I'm still struggling with that today. And I think this comes with every influencer, or maybe everybody in the world, to be honest. Yeah. And you know, you're looking out for yourself. You want to be the best. You want to have fun. And like sometimes when I struggle with it, it was just like, man, do I really want to post this video? Do you think it's going to do good? And I think what really hurts your mindset, and I'm starting to realize, and I'm still learning as well, but basically it's just like, to be honest, just grind, have fun. Don't care what people think. If people enjoy your content, awesome. Keep grinding, interactive community, keep killing it, keep having fun. And don't worry about the likes and views and how many comments or whatever shares. Just, you know, like that should be the last thing you should worry about. And those will come in when you start creating a personality / flavor into yourself. I'm still working that into myself as well. And I know I was on a Misfits. I was in Florida with Misfits for 2 weeks. Mm. And I was talking with Ella, one of the presidents from Misfits Gaming, and she really cheered me up and like got me back on my feet and helped me up and start making more content / not worrying about what other people think. And I guess that's another answer to your question, where it's like, you know, you got to have amazing people next to you. Yeah. Misfits has a great family, and I know Ella helped boost my confidence, and just keep posting and just don't worry about it, and you're doing great. And I'm starting to do a lot better in the last 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. And some of it is owed to Misfit / Ella as well. So, your answer is having good friends and not caring and being yourself and having fun.
Love that, man. Love that.
Yeah.
I think that really starts to definitely shine through. You know, I definitely just from your personality to chatting with you now, man, that kind of really bubbly, happy kind of attitude and mindset shines through, which is what I love and respect so much, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. For sure.
I definitely think that another question I was kind of wondering to get your mind on is, I guess, when you think and you look at esports, you know, nowadays you have, I guess, you know, physiotherapists, psychologists, all these kind of external allied health professionals with an organization to help the players, whether it be that content side of thing, whether it be the actual tournament player sort of thing, in comparison to like, you know, 10 years ago when that just really didn't exist. So I think, you know, how important is it to, you know, for an organization to think that, hey, you know, obviously our players are our biggest priority. We want to make sure they're doing well. And then go ahead and, you know, try and invest into different kind of external professionals.
Yeah. Me being in the esports industry for like 8-9 months, I realized there is a huge burnout in all the players. And the burnout could be defined as like, I don't want to be posting anymore. I'm scared to post and people don't like it. Try new different games. Getting burned out by sponsor posts and everything. You know, being in this field, it's wild. You know, we're all normal people, just like other people as well. Just because we're gamers, we're not like a separate category. We're just like everybody as well. And, you know, face our own problems in life, face our own problems in the industry / just your own channels and all that stuff. It's really cool that there are so many options to have, especially when you're on an esports team and they have those resources where it's like you can get help for, you know, you being super stressed you know, during your career, or you know, you need help and you need people to talk to. There's people for that. I don't know about other teams, but I know for Misfits Gaming, they do have like a doctor / like what's it called, the people that talk to you.
psychologist.
Yes. I believe it's Ben's wife who is like a doctor who can like help people and like talk through their problems and like be in a professional like environment and just, you know, make your day better, help you get through things. And that having that option is awesome. I have not utilized it yet, but I just might have to, because I definitely feel like I needed a cool session with the psychologist on Misfits Gaming and just like get my problems out and just keep going and grinding all that stuff, not worrying about a single thing. But yeah, having that option is nice, and I haven't used it yet, but hopefully many teams out there do have that option for other players, because I think it's well needed, because it does get a little crazy when you sometimes, I feel like as a gamer, sometimes for me, I am alone all the time and people don't understand what kind of world I'm in. Because it's a lot different as much as you think. You have influence, you have people always watching you, and you always have to create a face. You have to just like sometimes just like front for people. And sometimes that's hard to do every day. Player burnouts suck, and you just gotta have to get through it, talk with your friends, or have that option of going to a psychologist and building a plan to making things better. But yeah, that's kind of my answer to that. Hopefully I answered it.
No, you're cool, man. No stress. You're chilling. That's perfect. I think that, you know, a lot of people really undervalue the fact that a lot of people can get burnt out, and, you know, burnout, you know, isn't this really obvious thing. It can really creep up on you. It can happen gradually. And it's one of those things that it's kind of like, oh, okay, you know, that's kind of happening, back to my grind, back to making content. And that kind of underlying mindset towards having that feeling that, oh, I'm starting to get like a little bit sick of this, or even depressed about it. A lot of players don't acknowledge it. And most often or not, with some of the players I've coached in the past, you know, sometimes it's too late and it's kind of like, well, you know, okay, I don't really want to be a content creator anymore. I don't want to be a pro player anymore. And it's kind of like, how do we identify these signs earlier so that, you know, we have these pro players and we have these content creators who are doing so much good impact remain in a scene that they're so dominant in? And it's kind of like, you know, you just want to support and help them.
For real. And I don't know about any other orgs, but I know Misfits out there looking for that and making sure their players are, you know, in a sense, well-fed / like, you know, happy and, you know, being in a good spot. And I know they're like very open, and like it's a really cool like relaxed environment inside of Misfits. So yeah. this is why I love this team so much, even though this is my first team. So
love that, man. Love that for sure. Now, I guess earlier, you know, you mentioned obviously growing on different platforms, and I guess, you know, TikTok was the big one that really helped to, I guess, streamline, I guess, growth to your other platforms as well. Now, I know that a couple of pros that I've chatted in the past just really like, oh, TikTok, you know, that's not really something I'm interested in. But, you know, do they really undermine the fact that TikTok is such a strong platform for growth?
Yeah, so just going back a step back, I think many players have different perspectives, and or in general, people have a lot of different perspectives. And I learned that you need to listen to yourself and don't worry about other people's opinions and just do whatever feels right. I think in general, jumping into something early is always the best thing for you. Yep. Big example is like Pokimane. Like, she jumped on Twitch early, and it was, you know, crazy for her time for as a gamer girl to be streaming on Twitch. It was new, unfamiliar, and basically since she was the only one doing it, she kind of like owned the platform in a sense. I know in TikTok perspective, it's like, you know, if you jumped on Musical.ly and you kept grinding and you were like semi-famous among the app, you were just goated throughout the whole app because you knew how the system works, you know what people are looking for. And yeah, back then TikTok may have been super cringe the first year, but you know, it evolved over time like any other platform does. And like I said, like if you jump in early onto something new is usually the best thing. And I've learned that through just not through gaming. I've learned it through life. If you are in early in anything and you start owning it, you are killing it. So yeah, with TikTok, if you're early, you were goated because you understood the system, and people, I think for the first 2 years, loved to follow on the platform. So you had easy following. I think on TikTok now it's like a little harder to get a lot more followers, but you know, I'm good. I seal the deal, so I don't have to worry about it, you know.
You're chilling, man. You're chilling.
Yeah, I'm chilling, but still working hard to grow the platform. So
For sure, definitely. Yeah. And you know, I kind of had a chat the same sort of area when I had Amy on as well, in regards to, you know, just understanding growth and just understanding that it, you know, it might not be overnight. It may be. And I guess that's what you don't know, right? You don't know if something's really going to explode overnight, or you don't know if it could take a little while. And I think having that mindset and accepting that and even acknowledging that is going to be the best bet to really just, you know, grinding away and doing your own thing.
Yeah, definitely. For me, yeah, you can have overnighter viral videos that can give you a lot of followers and here and there. But for me, I just feel like I'm the most unluckiest guy and nothing happens. I mean, some things have happened good for me, but I have to work for it, I feel like, sometimes. Like, me being from zero followers to 5.1 million followers was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Just going through so many roller coasters, obstacles, and barriers. And I think just I'm very lucky, I guess, now because I'm in a better spot. And because of Misfits, I'm even in a better spot. So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Love that, man. Love that. Now, I guess in regards to, I guess, a little bit more on the Fortnite sort of thing, I guess a lot of players reached out in regards to this whole idea of dealing with a game anxiety. Now, I guess, I don't know if that's something you had in the past, or it was just kind of like, you know, let's just go in, let's just do what we do best. But I guess, you know, how would you deal with, I guess, getting anxious before a game, even, you know, when you went into Twitch Rivals, for example?
Yeah, so gaming anxiety super sucks. I can't imagine on a higher level, like being World Cup on Fortnite. That's really stressful. But, you know, I took it on definitely a... Well, I guess I took things on a really huge level and a micro level. In terms of, like, Fortnite, I took competitiveness / gaming anxiety on a micro level where, you know, I'm in Twitch Rivals and there's a lot of pressure to do good, you know, for your teammate, for your team, for Misfits. There's a lot of pressure and it makes you like not play the same, or you feel scared, or just like, oh, you feel out of zone. I get those moments, but I think most of the time I overcame those obstacles.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not a competitive gamer. I wish I was.
Yeah.
So I don't really face those huge stretches, but I did feel them a couple times in those tournaments. And I know at the end of the day, Misfits and I are happy of whatever outcome happens. But I can't imagine what the real competitive gaming, you know, community players feel like when they have that stress. I'm pretty sure it's overwhelming slash like, you know, if I don't do good or get first place, you know, people are not going to remember me.
Yeah.
I think
for sure,
that's
man.
What, yeah. That's what I'd see. So,
yeah, for sure. It's kind of like, you know, that kind of idea of if you're not number one, then, you know, people just don't remember you. And it's kind of like brute forcing that positive mindset that even if I'm not number one, I'm still a good player sort of thing. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of pros in the past. And it's always about, you know, even, you know, the fact that they're going up against the underdogs or the underdogs are going up against someone better. The fact that, you know, something could happen. And being understanding of that, you know, if something does happen that you weren't expecting, then that's okay. It's okay if that happens. It happens every single day. And just acknowledging that you can, I guess, come back to it or make some sort of rebound. And then that's not the final straw.
Yeah. And I guess I could see that in other, you know, huge content creators as well as like, you know, Clicks. He used to have 60, 80,000 viewers and now he has like 10,000 playing Fortnite.
Right.
And it has to do with, you know, people getting exhausted, people not caring, people have, you know, things to do slash there are now maybe even better players than Clicks. So they don't need to be watching Clicks all day. So now it's like, you know, less viewers and it's like, oh crap, I'm not the best anymore. I'm not going to be Clicks anymore. You know, same thing goes for Ninja. People thought Ninja was the best player in the world, but I think he is pretty competitive, but I think he's a content creator at heart. So it doesn't matter if he's like the best or not. He just, you know, loves being Ninja. But you know, Ninja went from like 100,000 viewers to now he's just like doing whatever he wants with like 1500 viewers playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you just got to have fun with what you do, especially in the content creating space.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And that kind of brings up a really nice parallel as well, I guess, with this whole idea when a player or a content creator is so in tune with one game and then it's like, I don't want to switch to another game because then I'm going to lose my whole audience because they're following me for Fortnite. But if I switch to Final Fantasy, you know, maybe that might not be the best. And, you know, trying to understand, well, what should I do?
You know, that's a very hard question. And it's just like, you know, you just got to figure out what's best for you. I know sometimes I'm going through that as well. Like I think I'm pretty like 85%, you know, Fortnite community based and me jumping to different games, it confuses people and people don't like new stuff sometimes. But you know, I think for my growth, to be honest, like as much as I'm not getting as much clout on Fortnite on TikTok that I used to do, but I am exploring and doing new things and doing things I would have never done. And I have grown so much because of it. You know, big examples like playing Valorant, playing Genshin, playing Among Us, playing Fall Guys, you know, I've never touched a keyboard in my life. And the first game I've ever played on keyboard and mouse, luckily, was Genshin. That kind of got me figuring out how to play on a keyboard. And then playing Valorant was the biggest challenge ever in my life. I spent like literally 2 months trying to grind to be one of the best players. And trying to be pro as well. And I realized it's not for me. Maybe it's for me. Maybe I just need a team. Maybe Misfits, hello. We need to make a Valorant team. I know, right? I grinded to Plat 2 solos, and it's just, it's hell, and it's crazy, and never do it. It's not recommended. Grinding solos in Valorant is terrible. It's dog water. But to be honest, when it comes to like switching games, you just got to do whatever you think. And hopefully people support you for that. You know, some people are meant to be playing one game forever. Some people are meant to try different things. I don't know what's happening for me. I'm trying to figure out as well. And, you know, catch you next 10 years. And hopefully we got a huge mansion and a Lamborghini, that says Sushi Bay on it. And, we'll be on an even bigger podcast. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. Man, definitely. And I guess that really reflects it nicely for, I guess, some of those guys that are listening who, you know, really looking towards, you know, doing content creation, even thinking about it. And even the fact that even those who it seems like, you know, at the top, they're at their peak, still have that difficulty with, you know, thinking about it sometimes.
It's difficult to sometimes see yourself at different levels in your life and you just got to keep grinding and not giving up and having the right people around you like Misfits and Ella or Holden on the team, or even Hussein. They're all really cool people. Or even Ben, or even Ben's wife. Ben's wife was really nice. She's just like, you keep rocking it, Sushi. I remember that. Thank you. I just known you for like 20 minutes and you're like super chill.
So. Yeah. Love that, man. Love that. That can really resonate. I guess when I joined my first team, it was kind of like a different atmosphere, but people were supportive. And I think when you first join a team, it's like, it's important to have that supportive atmosphere just to feel comfortable and to feel, even loved and to feel appreciated.
Mm, exactly. And I think Misfits does a good job of that. They send me a lot of free merch, send me on free trips. I know in the last 2 weeks, I didn't pay for a single meal / what was it? Single meals, plane tickets, Ubers. I didn't pay for anything. Like, they're all super kind and nice. And like, I was just being mean, having fun, supporting the team, doing my thing, and literally getting paid on the job and having bonuses by doing good on certain TikToks. I know last week or 2 weeks ago or a week ago, we were just like very competitive. Like, dude, I'm going to get the $500 bonus by getting this many views. Like, dude, you're wild, you know, just like, and we're growing the team as well. And I'm excited to see where it goes. And hopefully I'll still be part of that journey.
For sure, man. Love that. Love that. That's awesome. I think, even just from this quick half an hour that we've had together, I think that really positive attitude is something that really is needed for the industry because, you know, I guess from my experience on, you know, being with a couple of teams, even coaching on, you know, so many different teams in the past, I haven't really come into contact with, I guess, someone like yourself who brings that positive energy, that vibe to the scene. And I think I love that, man. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. That's why I'm Sushi Bay. So there you go. That's why I'm Sushi.
Hell yeah, man. Love that. I guess, just before we start to wrap up, I just wanted to have a quick chat in regards to, you know, Twitch, because obviously growing on Twitch is one of the big things as well. And, you know, I had a couple of questions from a couple of guys on my team, and it's kind of like dealing with toxicity and even like, you know, bad comments, because it all happens to, you know, all of us. So I think, is it more so just kind of hitting that switch off and thinking, yeah, it's okay. You know, what I taught some of my players is the fact that, you know, maybe their day hasn't gone that well. Maybe they've had a really bad day and they're coming out and they're just using, you know, a different platform to vent that. And it's okay to just, you know, ignore that and just think that, oh, it's okay. Just, you know, keep doing what I'm doing. I'm doing everything fine. So not going to stress about it.
Yeah, dude, there's just so much to that, man. There's cancel culture, people being mean, people who don't like you, people who just want to ruin your day. I know throughout my journey, I had a lot of roller coasters up and down. It's just people making rumors, people, you know, was it defaming you and like lying and just trying to just create clout off themselves. I know people have been calling me terrible names like Sushi Bay Gay or something like that. Sushi Gay or something like that instead of Sushi Bay. You know, I would see those type of comments or even worse where just people are just fabricating so much stuff just to get clout. And the reason like TikTok and all the other platforms, it's just like when you're rolling and you're doing good, it's easy for other people to roll and do good as well by hashtagging you or doing something with your name. And then it's just like, it's terrible. Cancel culture is terrible. Don't, you know, be you, don't listen to other people. And when it comes to, you know, Twitch chat, I ignore all hate now. And it's just like, if you want to start hating, you're banned. You're insta banned. Like there's no chances there. You don't get a second chance unless you do something incredible in my eyes that should pull you back in, you know? And as soon as you start deleting the hate, I don't care if it's like, I'll ban like 1,000 players. If there's, you know, 1,000 viewers, if they're just going to start hating on me. Like, dude, I don't need you 1,000 people. I just need my 50-100 people to support me every day. And like, that's all that matters. And we don't need the haters. So what I do is just ignore it, ban them, and just keep moving on. So,
love that, man. Love that attitude.
For real,
that's
for
awesome,
real.
Man. That's awesome. I guess, I guess just before I guess we wrap up, I usually do this thing at the end where, I guess, you know, put the guests in the spotlight for a second. And I guess just imagine that, you know, there was a couple of players listening who, you know, really wanted to, you know, start the grind, start that content grind. But just didn't really know where to start, whether it be, should I start on TikTok? Should I start on YouTube? Should I start doing, you know, trying to get the best clips of myself? I guess, what advice would you give some of those guys just looking to start?
Yeah, looking to start, I would start on Fortnite. Start on TikTok. TikTok and YouTube Shorts. I know those channels or those venues or outlets or those platforms can easily get you clouded really super fast. Never grow on Twitch because Twitch is just, it doesn't recommend anyone with 0 viewers or 5 viewers or 10 viewers, 50 viewers. I think you have to join TikTok because like they'll push any video out regardless of your number, which is a good thing and bad thing. But for someone new, you know, you have nothing to lose, go to YouTube Shorts and go TikTok and just start posting as much as you can and keep up the grind and never giving up and staying true to yourself.
For sure, man. Love that. Yeah. What words of wisdom to really sum it up?
For real. I've learned this through the last 2-3 years. So it's something I've always practiced and learned over time through my eyes.
Yeah, that's a content knowledge bomb, isn't it, man?
Yeah, for real. And I'm still learning. So we'll see what happens.
We're all still learning, man. Love that. I guess I really appreciate you coming on today, man, and just really exploring your mindset towards content creation, because I think that, you know, it's such a big area. There's so many, you know, influencers and everyone really involved within the esports content scene. So I guess it's really nice and refreshing to hear someone so positive and optimistic towards their content and really just understanding that, you know, we're all playing the same game. We're all playing the same grind. And, you know, regardless of what happens, I'm just going to keep on chugging on, keep on doing my own thing. So I respect it, man. I love it.
Exactly. Thank you. And hopefully you see me with 10 million followers and a mansion and Lamborghini. Check my socials, all right? Literally all my socials are at Sushi Bay on Twitch, TikTok, on YouTube. It's Sushi Bay. But Instagram, it's Sushi Bay YT and Twitter as well. So okay. Sushi Bay YT on Twitter.
No worries. I'll put them all in the show notes below. So yeah,
the little pop-ups or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Over there.
Everywhere.
Exactly.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much for coming on. And, you know, I really appreciate it. And, you know, make sure you have a good day, man.
Yeah. And thank you, Lachlan, for inviting me to the show. I'm super honored to be here. And hopefully we can do it again.
Let's do it, man. Let's go. Catch you later.
Catch you later.